From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Even as protesters continue to march in the streets for a fourth straight day demanding his ouster, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak appears determined to cling to power. The Egyptian leader, in his first televised appearance since the protests began, addressed the Egyptian people. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has details.
This is the first time President Hosni Mubarak has appeared on the air since the protests began on Tuesday. He was very defensive about his political, social, and economic reforms. He says he would continue on that path, but then he made the surprise announcement that he is dissolving his cabinet and that he is forming a new government tomorrow. He also points out that there's a thin line between freedom and chaos. He says that what's happening now is not freedom of expression, but in fact destructive to Egypt, and he described it as riots. For the most part, it was a fairly defiant speech. It doesn't seem likely that, given what people have said on the street, that this is going to appease them. I mean, they have called for him to go, and there certainly was no discussion of that tonight.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson. Meanwhile, President Obama today said his administration is closely monitoring the situation in Egypt. Mubarak appeared on Egyptian television promising reforms. President Obama said he talked to the Egyptian leader shortly after those televised remarks.
I just spoke to him after his speech. And I told him he has a responsibility to give meaning to those words, to take concrete steps and actions that deliver on that promise.
President Obama, pointing to violent protests, called for the government there to prevent injury and loss of life. He stopped short, however, of calling for Mubarak to step down. Ford Motor Company says it earned more than $6.5 billion last year, the strongest profit for the automaker in 11 years. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Ford CEO Alan Mulally says results for 2010 exceeded the company's own expectations. The automaker continued to ride a wave of customer goodwill for not taking federal loans in 2009 and for improving the quality of its products. U.S. sales were up almost 20% from the year before, and Ford improved its market share in the U.S. as well. For hourly workers, the good news means profit-sharing checks averaging $5,000.
To be able to share the wonderful work, the wonderful success of this with everybody that's worked on the quality and the fuel efficiency and the safety, it's a tremendous day for all of us.
Mulally says one of the biggest challenges this year isn't a problem for Ford specifically. He says the U.S. needs to use sound fiscal policy to make sure the economy continues to recover. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Employees saw a slight uptick in the amount of money in their paychecks last year, though the gain was nothing to write home about. Labor Department reporting today that its employment cost index rose just 2% last year, the second lowest rise in nearly three decades. On Wall Street, stocks fell amid the Egyptian unrest. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 166 points today. The Nasdaq lost 68 points. This is NPR. Pentagon leaders say they are ready for the end of the controversial policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which has barred gays from serving openly in the military. Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying today the military is serving notice that discrimination will not be tolerated. Gates, in a memorandum to members of his staff, urged them to move forward expeditiously as the 17-year policy is phased out. Plans for implementation of the policy are expected to be completed by next Friday, with training for personnel also to take place next month. The owner of West Virginia's Upper Big Branch coal mine says federal investigators are wrong about the cause of the April explosion that killed 29 miners. NPR's Howard Berkus reports Massey Energy presented its preliminary findings about the blast today.
There was little new in Massey Energy's theory about the devastating explosion that spread 2 miles underground, taking 29 lives along the way. The Mine Safety and Health Administration reported last week that the blast was sparked by a small methane gas ignition and erupted into a massive explosion due to malfunctioning safety systems, poor equipment maintenance, and excessive coal dust. But Massey discounted every element of the government's working theory, blaming a sudden infusion of natural gas. The company insists coal dust and failed safety systems or equipment were not factors. A spokesman for the United Mine Workers Union calls the Massey explanation an affront to the truth and an insult to the families of the victims. The Federal Mine Safety Agency has yet to respond. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
President Obama next week will continue with his theme of innovation outlined during his State of the Union address this week. Mr. Obama is expected to travel to Penn State University for a campus tour. He'll also meet with technology business leaders. Early next week, Commerce Secretary Gary Locke and other administration officials will meet with business leaders to announce efforts to encourage startups. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.